Hi, Jean, this is Anne. Remember, my parents were so stressed out when they couldn't pay their bills? We are so relieved we found Attorney Rossi on Spring Street in Paso. He knows his stuff. He explained all of my parents' financial alternatives for free.
Rossi didn't charge you?
No charge. Rossi offers a free meeting to help guide people who have money problems. He says good people get into tough situations and need help. He said there are solutions to getting people out of debt, ways to save people's homes from foreclosure, and sometimes cancel tax debt and stop lawsuits and stop harassing creditor calls. Rossi says about a quarter of his clients don't need legal help to deal with their overwhelming bills.
Is he a debt consolidation attorney?
No, he said debt consolidation is usually a poor choice, but he does help clients settle lawsuits out of court. Sometimes it means filing bankruptcy, and sometimes there's other ways.
Rossi Law is right here in Paso on Spring Street across from Wells Fargo, and he offers a free initial consultation.
Can a man get pregnant?
Yes, a man, if their gender identity is male, they can get pregnant.
You have just heard a discussion that took place at the Atascadero School Board meeting on September the 17th. Those were the words of Matt Pinion, who is running for re-election. Hi, I'm Jody Taylor.
And I'm Joey Arnold.
And we are both running for seats on the Atascadero School Board.
According to the 2023 U.S. News and World Report, at the Atascadero Middle School, only 54% of students tested at or above proficient level in reading, and only 33% in math.
And at the high school, there was only 50% proficiency in reading and 20% in math.
We believe that the school board meeting should focus on curriculums that will improve academic achievement at our schools.
Please vote for Jody Taylor
and Joey Arnold
for the Atascadero School Board on or before November 5th. Paid for by Joey Arnold and Jody Taylor for the 2024 Atascadero School Board.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, October 23rd, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
County Board of Supervisors approved search for firm to assist in San Simeon CSD dissolution. Honor Flight Wine and Dine Poor Fest tickets on sale. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 40 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The San Simeon Community Services District submitted its application for dissolution earlier this year in May to the San Luis Obispo Local Agency Formation Commission, or LAFCO. LAFCO, however, found the application to be incomplete and not sufficient for dissolution. The next steps for the CSD and county is to conduct a comprehensive analysis of the CSD's current challenges, regulatory issues, potential benefits, and impacts to ratepayers. This analysis must be brought back to the Board of Supervisors and the CSD to determine the next steps for dissolution. In its meeting yesterday, the County Board of Supervisors approved a request to authorize around $20,000 from the general fund for staff to initiate a request for proposal by a firm specializing in government services. County staff will return with the board to the board with a contract for the chosen firm at a later meeting. Customers in the southern Templeton and western section of Atascadero were hit with a PG&E power outage yesterday morning, which started at around 10 a.m., More than 2,600 customers were affected by the outage, with the expected restoration time being 4:45 p.m. Power was partially restored to the area in the afternoon at around 12:30, restoring power to about 1,800 customers. PG&E said the cause was related to the enhanced power line safety settings. These settings automatically shut off power lines when they are struck by an object as part of wildfire safety. Power was fully restored to the area later that afternoon. Honor Flight Wine and Dine Pour Fest coming November 2nd. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blaze & Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big-picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blaze & Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazeandbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. Tickets are on sale for Honor Flight of Central Coast California's Wine and Dine Pour Fest. On Saturday, November 2nd, join Honor Flight and veterans for an exciting dinner at the Estrella Warbirds Museum, recognizing and honoring our nation's heroes. Proceeds from the dinner go directly to Honor Flight Central Coast California. Honor Flight allows veterans the opportunity to fly to Washington, D.C. and visit the memorials built in honor of the wars they have fought in. Here's Bear McGill, chairperson of Honor Flight Central Coast California, on the impact these flights have for our veterans.
We have flown over 660 veterans back to D.C. Free of charge. Lately, it's been more about the healing process, because there's a huge healing process when you take these veterans back to D.C. And so that's kind of what Honor Flight does. It takes these veterans that served our country, that were willing to sacrifice their life for us to have what we have today, to just take them back there so they can honor the men and women who did give the ultimate sacrifice and get a little bit of healing. And we have veterans that say, no, they don't want to go because it just brings up too many bad memories. But with a lot of these Vietnam guys that are going now, they're talking to their buddies and they're telling them, you know, you need to sign up. You need to go on this trip. So we will take any veteran. It doesn't matter if you've served in battle, in country. If you serve this country, you deserve to go on this trip.
The Pour Festival in November costs $100 per ticket, with 100% of proceeds going to assist Honor Flight. The dinner includes wine from various Central Coast wineries and will also feature a silent auction. Here's Bear once more on some of the items offered.
Well, we're actually going to have several wineries have donated a magnum of wines to us. We also have McPhee's. They've donated a dinner for eight at McPhee's in Tilton there. I have an American flag that's been made by a gentleman that is solid oak, and it's antique looking. It's pretty awesome looking. We have some 49er tickets also. So anybody out there that's a 49er fan, and you'd like to come out and bid on these tickets, we'd love to have you.
KPRL News was also later informed that a ride on the T-28 Navy trainer will be up for bids at the silent auction. For tickets and more information, and to donate to Honor Flight, you can visit honorflightccc.org. The City of Paso Robles announced they have updated their hotline number for short-term rental services. The new phone number is 805-227-7224. The hotline's purpose is for neighbors of short-term rental properties to report issues and concerns. The city says the new hotline provides a more user-friendly experience and improves response times for reporting issues. The city says short-term rental properties within its limits are required to resolve issues within 30 minutes of an initial call. If the issue has not been resolved, residents are encouraged to call the hotline once more. Residents who live within 100 feet of a licensed short-term rental will be receiving a postcard from the city with the new hotline number. Today is the last call for submitting applications to join the Paso Robles and Templeton Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors. The position's term will last for 2 years or until 2026. Those who wish to join the board in promoting economic vitality, empowering leaders, championing businesses, and honoring history are encouraged to apply for the position. A summary of expectations can be found at the Chamber's website. Earlier this week, Paul Flores appealed his conviction for the 1996 murder of Kristen Smart. Paul was the last person seen with Kristen at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, where she was found passed out on a lawn in front of a fraternity party before he offered to walk her home. Flores is appealing his conviction by claiming the judge violated his 6th and 14th Amendment rights. The appeal alleges that one juror, Juror 273, was biased against Flores, becoming emotional during the trial. The appeal says that Flores' attorney repeatedly asked for this juror to be removed. The appeal also says the court abused its discretion and committed reversible error by allowing two women to testify, alleging Flores raped them. The appeal alleges there was no evidence of Flores sexually assaulting Smart. Due to the compounding errors, the appeal is asking for Paul's murder conviction to be reversed or reduce the crime to a second-degree murder. In sports, Major League Baseball, for the 125th Major League Baseball World Series, the Dodgers and Yankees will face each other starting October 25th. The World Series will have the two teams square off in a best-of-seven series. The first two games will start at Dodger Stadium with games 3-5 at Yankee Stadium. In the NFL for Thursday Night Football, tomorrow the Rams will face the Vikings. Local news was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:16. Now it's time for California News.
You know, I was very pleased with not only the repair done by Davis Body Shop, but also their professionalism. Jason was courteous and explained the work to be done in clear terms. I was sent regular texts to keep me up to date on the progress of the repairs, and the job was finished in the time schedule he'd estimated. I would recommend Davis for any auto body work that needs to be done.
Nobody says it better than Ann from Paso Robles when she tells her story about her experience at Davis Body Shop. We've been telling you for over 50 years about Davis Body Shop, why we're the longest established auto body repair shop on the Central Coast, offering a lifetime warranty on repairs. Discover the Davis difference at Davis Body Shop, El Camino Real, Atascadero, or on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. Online, DavisBodyShop.com.
California Headline News. In 1981, the sports world and the city of Los Angeles were captivated by a young Dodgers pitcher.
He is the talk of the baseball world in English and Spanish and any other language that's close at hand. Fernando Valenzuela.
A rookie sensation credited with cementing the team's bond to the Latino community and eventually won a Cy Young Award and helped the Dodgers win a world championship. The team announcing Tuesday night that Fernando Valenzuela has died at the age of 63 from an undisclosed illness. Police in Los Angeles announcing the arrest of a 22-year-old man suspected of robbing taco trucks in the San Fernando Valley, using a weapon to threaten the victims.
Due to the widespread nature of the crimes, our North Hollywood detectives believes there may be additional victims and witnesses related to these crimes.
Police Captain Warner Castillo says Jesus Cotello is suspected of robbing at least seven taco trucks in a 7-Eleven store. Gas prices $4.62 a gallon, down a nickel from last week. Jeff Scott, California News.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get two lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Elite RV and Boat Storage in Paso Robles is now open. They're not your typical open-air dirt lot. Elite RV and Boat Storage is fully fenced, fully paved, and each space is covered. Their state-of-the-art facility includes security and video cameras monitored 24/7 with motion detectors safeguarding every covered parking space, a professional RV wash station with spot-free rinse, vacuum station, trickle charging, air compressor, a dump station, propane, accessory store, and they offer for free ice, open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Don't let your RV or boat get sun bleached, allow decal fading, or let it deteriorate in the dust.
Hi, this is Kit. Trust your RV and boat to locally owned and operated Elite RV and Boat Storage at 4210 Right Way off of Dry Creek Road next to the Estrella Warbirds Museum. Call Elite RV and Boat Storage at 805-801-3889 or online at EliteRVandStorage.com. Ask about a free month.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News, sponsored by Dignified Hope Care, assisting seniors part-time or 24/7 with quality caregiving and nursing care from Orchid to Paso Robles. Implementation of California Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, or SGMA, has left farmers in some areas of the San Joaquin Valley in dire financial straits as they confront groundwater pumping restrictions that limit their ability to irrigate their crops. Researchers have estimated the pumping reductions needed to stabilize the region's aquifers could result in farm revenue losses of more than $7 billion a year in the valley. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Dignified Hope Care. Trust the medical care staff officially licensed to serve our seniors across the Central Coast. Call 805-510-1234. DignifiedHopeCare.com. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic is brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s, north-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-40s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Some clouds early tomorrow morning, then sunny skies for the afternoon, highs in the mid-80s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Friday, then mostly cloudy on Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday, clearing up to sunny skies on Monday and Tuesday, partly cloudy on Wednesday next week. Mid-80s Friday and Saturday, upper 70s Sunday, down to the upper 60s on Monday and Tuesday, then 72 a week from today. Currently, it is 40 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. KPRL News Time is 7:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are sharply lower at the open. Two companies are dragging down the Dow today. Boeing lost $6 billion in its recent quarter. Its machinists vote today on a tentative contract. Boeing shares are down 3%. McDonald's, which is working to contain an E. coli outbreak, traced to onions and quarter pounders. The sandwiches have been temporarily pulled in Colorado, Kansas, Utah, and Wyoming. Analysts at TD Cowen suggest McDonald's appears to be on top of the issue. It seems largely contained, but they expect a short-term impact on sales. McDonald's shares are down 7%. Starbucks shares are down 2% after the company said it can't predict its business for the year. AT&T's quarter was mixed. The stock opened down a fraction. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angi.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Kenny Enney. Trustees are elected to provide direction and oversight for our district, but years of weak leadership have left our students uninspired and graduates unprepared. Our campuses have fallen into disrepair and our finances are in disarray, but we can turn things around. With strong leadership, we can help lead PRJUSD to be the district of excellence our community deserves. We will establish standards and hold the district accountable. Vote for Lauren McCoy, Hunter Breeze, Leo Castillo, and Kenny Enney for PRJUSD. Not paid for by any political candidate or committee.
Wine Country Theater presents Charlotte's Web, the heartwarming story of the unlikely friendship between a pig named Wilbur and a spider named Charlotte. This treasure tale features endearing farm animals and explores bravery, selfless love, and the true meaning of friendship. Wine Country Theater's Charlotte's Web, October 18th through 27th, under the stars at Harris Stage Lines in Paso Robles. For tickets and information, go to winecountrytheater.org.
Tyndall Tile in Atascadero carries a wide variety of porcelain and ceramic tile with stock in over 80 colors of grout. They stock the industry's top performing building products, including Mape, Custom, Dynacrete, Schluter Systems, Colorfast Caulking, Backerboard, Tools, and more. Tyndall Tile in Atascadero on El Camino Real, across from the Sunken Gardens, directly behind Marv's gas station. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4:30. TyndallTile.com.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Uncle Ed's Outfitters is now open in a new location in Atascadero at the Oaks Plaza near Guesthouse Grill, offering new indoor archery range available 24 hours for members. Great for kids' parties, practices, friendly competition. We have an in-house certified gunsmith and all staff are CRPA, NRA, and USCCA firearms instructors for your educational needs. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in the Oaks Plaza in Atascadero, open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Richie Gamblay reminding you to get your fun on, because there is always something happening at the Tatchy Palace. Like, every Monday, you can earn free gas. Then you can earn more free gas and popcorn every Wednesday. Then Thursdays, you can earn free pizza. Pizza! And let's not forget live music every weekend from the Coyote Entertainment Center to our casino bars. I mean, you show up here and they guaranteed got something going on. So come get your fun on at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental. It is your Honda Power Equipment Dealer, 5025 El Camino Real. 238-5775-238-KPRL. To join us on the Wednesday edition on The Right Choice.
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wondering in the night, what were the chances we'd be sharing?
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, Sound Off, Karen will have on from 12:30 till 2, Mr. John Pashong, so enjoy that. Here on The Right Choice, got an email and, don't know what to think about this one. Here we go. It says voting on the email. Kevin, unfortunately, I'm at the point that I may not vote. I have most of my life, but at this point, I am angry, maybe even confused. Angry because I see all the lies our elected officials throw at us, from the Paso Robles City Council, the Board of Supervisors, even our own school board. Lies, abuse of power, stealing our money and wanting more, and no accountability. It has gotten worse over the years, and I see no end. I hope I can motivate myself to vote. Well, we've been kind of hinting about that for quite a few weeks now regarding that, but if you don't, they win. That's what they want. They want you to go away. They don't want you to vote. They don't want to give us information. They don't want us to pass information along because it hinders what they want, and that's power, and to satisfy their own egos. So it's a game to the point where it's about winning. I've said it for many, many years. Don't let them win. There are a lot of people that are on your side as far as the disappointment and the anger, but those same people are fighting to make sure that this stuff changes. So do not give up. Do not give up. You must vote. It's so important. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. I feel like a blabbermouth today. I'm starting to feel like Cody. I phoned up the election board, asked if I could bring my mail-in ballot and vote early. They said, no, you could bring it in, but it'll sit there. And then they got to check my signature on election day. Now, if that's not the craziest thing I ever heard of. And then on top of that, my sister went to the doctor about 3 weeks ago. I took her, and they said, oh, you need all these shots. So they gave her the shots. For all these foreign diseases. And yesterday she got a bill for $100 and some because she didn't go to CVS. If you go to your doctor and they don't tell you, they're going to charge you. So be aware, if the doctor says, we're going to give you some shots, ask them if it costs you any money. We're just falling apart. Everything we do is like harder, more money, and as to the honor flight, my husband was a prisoner of war, and I got to go with him. It is the most marvelous thing you could do. Please don't deny yourself that trip.
Well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Even the people who paid, at that time it was $1,200, they paid to push the honor person around for 3 days on their own money. And what a privilege I got.
Mm-hmm. Well, I heard Bear talk about it, but I have others, including Gary Brill, who was on talking about his trip, that the emotional part of it is beyond belief.
Oh, you're crying. Every airport you go to, there's 300-400 people waving you on. It's so emotional.
Was it, if you don't mind, did you have to talk your husband into doing it?
Yes. He didn't talk about it. He was older than I was. He never spoke about it until I married him. And I had 12 good years with this man. The Germans shot him down. He was running for 2 weeks in the fields, other sugar beets. A farmer caught him with a pitchfork, was going to kill him, and a German officer came with a little motorcycle with a side cart, picked him up because they wanted to interrogate him. Mm-hmm. And he was interrogated by a man who spoke English, was educated in the United States, and said, I'm sorry your arm is blown off, your shoulder's blown off. We only have aspirin and no food. So they put him in a prison camp with 1,500, I think I told you guys this story before, 1,500 Aussies. He was a lieutenant, and they kept all the officers together. But anyways, that trip is worth $1 million. And Under Armour contributes so much money. All these boys help these guys go through this emotional process. They're there for them.
You know, and, again, I'm sorry to pry, but for those of us, because I think conversations like this help should help, you know, maybe younger generations understand of the deeds that people did to preserve our democracy in this country and what they sacrificed. Did this after he came back, was there some kind of relief that he did this and got out of his system?
No, it was always in him. He was standing on the corner in Santa Barbara, and one of his buddies came up to him and said, "What are you going to do?" And he says, "I have no idea." So he said, "Come on." He got him to enroll in the college down there, and he had no direction. And he became a builder, I think mostly because he was so torn down.
Mm-hmm.
So he was a builder in Santa Barbara for 40, 50 years. But it tears those boys up, just like Vietnam. They came back crazier than a hoot owl. These children don't have any history on this stuff. We're not teaching them these things. To salute the flag that means something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, Cody has kind of the right idea. I want to give up too. But I'm going to walk my ballot in, sign it over, get another ballot to vote my way. So, Cody, I'll come with you. We've got to vote. And really, it makes me feel like my vote will mean nothing. That's the sad part.
Well, as you know.
But I got to vote.
Well, you have to vote, and your vote does count.
Well, not if they cheat.
Well, again, we have to go in with a winning. We have to go in with a winning
positive
attitude, because if we don't, they're getting that vote anyway because you're not voting. And
they win.
The other part of it is the voting, particularly in local elections. We've seen that here in this county many times over the years. We're just, you know, recently 13 votes switched an election.
Yeah, but look at we tried to get the governor out. We tried to get Gibson out. It didn't work. I don't understand that. Everybody was telling me they're going to write in and get him out of the office, and it didn't work. It just breaks your heart. How could they be so corrupt and still people are voting for him?
Well, if you remember with the Gibson one especially, they changed the threshold on the numbers.
Yeah.
So that thing. But again, this is why we have to vote, because we need to get those type of people out of office.
Yeah, yeah.
But so thank you for your due diligence.
Well, I'm 80 years old and I'm still going to fight.
Good for you.
It's getting harder, though. All right, you have a lovely day. Cody, come on, let's vote and show them who's standing proud.
Okay, thanks. Bye. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. It's Darsha. The KPRL listeners are the best. Thank you, thank you, thank you for having this forum. Because when people call in with their issues and call in, especially with regard to elections and voting, I hope most of the people that are listening are people that if they're challenged, they have even more resolve. And so by letting people know what's happening around this county and how people are being moved, their precincts are being moved 10, 15 miles away, I know that there are some that will say, this furthers my resolve. I am a patriot, and I am going to get to the polls if I have to crawl to the polls on Election Day.
Well, you know,
that said, there are also some that won't be able to drive, and I've already organized some people who have who have volunteered to be able to go to Creston, be at the Creston polling place, so that if people show up at Creston and now they have to go into Atascadero, that we will have drivers that will be able to take them from the Creston polling place to their now correct polling place in Atascadero. And it is disenfranchisement, and it is election interference, and we are filing a complaint.
Well, Darsha, this email that I received, I'm assuming you heard it, about the gentleman who was contemplating whether he should vote or not, is, to me, that's even more of a reason, because...
Exactly.
That you have to vote. They have been pushing us against the wall, and they want us to be pushed or to go through it. Don't let them do that to you.
Exactly.
We have
to group together, find your neighbors, because your neighbors will be at the same... The precinct location is based on your residence. And where your residence is, your neighbors are going to be at the same precinct. So, you know, form your communities. We need to do that anyway. Go for coffee afterwards. Go for lunch. Remember how it used to be fun when you'd go down the street to your local polling place, and you'd see everyone, and you'd dress up in red, white, and blue, and you'd be patriotic, and you would just say, we voted, isn't this a great day where we can exercise our constitutional rights?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so at the Board of Supervisors yesterday, I just happened to bring my pocket constitution and read three different passages from the Constitution, including that we will have a Republican form of government. Democracy is never mentioned in the Constitution, and you did mention it this morning, I forgive you, but we have a republic, we have a constitutional republic, that protects the rights of the minority. So a democracy, they have a vote, that's where you have two wolves and a lamb deciding what's for dinner. That's democracy. It's the mob rules. A republic is where the rights of the minority, that lamb gets to have rights and have protected rights. That's a republic. So, anyway, I have 29 minutes of video of Democrats and liberals saying the machines can be hacked, it's not secure. That was all from the 2018 election. And then now anyone who questions the voting machines or questions the electronics, we... then is somehow disinformation or misinformation or is somehow a criminal. So I just keep putting that back onto them. I have those 2.5 minutes that I have a video, including Amy Klobuchar, including Kamala Harris, including Hillary Clinton. And I would show that on the video equipment, except for we're not allowed to use the audiovisual equipment anymore. Those are public funds that paid for that. But more importantly, I did want to clarify what's happened. This is purposeful in my mind, and that's why we'll be filing a complaint. Greg and I were talking, and he says, you know, did the Cal Poly students that are in District 5, do they now have to go to Atascadero? That's perfect. Mm-hmm. That is exactly... They get two precincts in there at Cal Poly. Mm-hmm. They're not having to drive to Atascadero to vote in person. This is just absolutely ridiculous. But the provisional ballot is there. What happens is those are counted very, very last if another vote has not been counted in your name. So it's if you show up to a precinct that is not your polling location at the top of your ballot, you will be offered they will appease you, and that's literally the word they use. They will appease you and say, we want your vote to count. You can fill out a provisional ballot. Those are counted last. That's if you are not at the correct precinct. So now that they've assigned these precincts that are 10, 15 miles away, gather up your neighbors, make sure you're going to that precinct because that is the only place you will be given a precinct ballot and sign the voter roster. And those ballots are counted that night. They are scanned in, and they're done 10 o'clock at night to 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm down there, and I see them go in. Even though you don't get the text message until a couple days later, those ballots have been scanned in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, as always, thanks for the the good work.
All right. Please gather your neighbors together and get a plan for how you're going to get to your polling place on Election Day, November 5th. Thank you, Kevin.
All right. Little reminder here before we go to break on the importance, not just this election, but elections in general. It's a privilege we should not neglect ever, for whatever reason you may have. I mean, this gentleman's letter, thank you for writing it. And again, many of your thoughts in here, we're with you, and many of us are, about the anger, the lies of our elected officials at all levels. But remember, it's about more than that, and the winning is obvious. But you're voting for the First Amendment and freedom of speech. We're sick of being censored, brainwashed, and gaslighted. You're voting for the Second Amendment and the right to defend your life and your family's lives. You're voting for the next Supreme Court justices to protect the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. You're voting for the continued growth of many things that will help you in your retirement. You're voting for a return of our troops from foreign countries. No more wars. You're voting for many, many things here in this great country of ours. And remember, because I'm shortening this because it's about a couple of months ago when I first read this, about why somebody's saying either you're not going to vote because the system is rigged or so forth, or I can't believe you're voting for Trump. Remember, you're voting for America. That's what you're voting for. Don't let anybody discourage you from voting. We have been fighting these many issues that this gentleman addressed in his email to me, us, but if we didn't fight it, think how much worse it would be. Think about that. All right, we're going to exit. Stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stifel Investment Services. As part of the dissolution process for the San Simeon CSD, the CSD and county must conduct a comprehensive analysis of the current challenges, regulatory issues, potential benefits, and impacts of ratepayers in the CSD. At yesterday's board meeting, the County Board of Supervisors approved a request to search for a firm to conduct this analysis. Earlier this week, Paul Flores appealed his conviction for the 1996 murder of Kristen Smart. Flores' appeal claims the judge violated his 6th and 14th Amendment rights, alleging one juror was biased against Flores. Flores' appeal is asking for the murder conviction to be reversed or reduce the crime to second-degree murder. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 40 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stifel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. North Korea has 3,000 troops in Russia to support the war against Ukraine, according to South Korean intelligence. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says it remains to be seen what those troops are doing.
If they're co-belligerents, their intention is to participate in this war on Russia's behalf, that is a very, very serious issue.
Secretary Austin with reporters in Rome, Italy. The Trump campaign accuses the United Kingdom's governing party of foreign election interference.
A senior figure in the UK's governing Labour Party appealed for volunteers to fly to the United States and help the Harris campaign. The British Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, insists this is nothing official. He points out volunteers have gone to the US during many previous election campaigns.
Fox's Jonathan Savage in London. America's listening to Fox News.
Boyd's Tobacco will present the full line of Curavari cigars Thursday, October 24th from 5 till 8. Enjoy pumpkin carving and costume contest with prizes being awarded to the first place winners. Indulge in a classic Oktoberfest dinner, including all the sides and a dessert, cigar specials, and prizes. The event is $30 per person or free for lounge members. RSVP by the 21st to be included in the dinner. Call 805-239-8701 or boydstobacco.com.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
I'm Michael Rivera, running for Paso Robles City Council. If elected, I'll work for a strict ban on camping in the Salinas Riverbed. We don't need to serve homelessness. We need to end it. That's real compassion. I'll work to require people camping in the riverbed to accept services or face consequences. The pollution in the riverbed must stop. Finally, we need to fix our roads. This should be job one. Please elect me to Paso Robles City Council. I'm Michael Rivera.
Paid for by committee to elect Michael Rivera for City Council.
Are you experiencing cold or allergy symptoms, or are you looking for a new multivitamin or probiotic? Hi, I'm Josie, manager of the Natural Alternative Nutrition Center in Paso Robles. If you are looking for a way to jumpstart your day, we are the store for you. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff can help get you on track for a healthier, happier living. The Natural Alternative, open 7 days a week, located at 1213 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles. Stop in or order online today.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association and Central Coast Hispanic Business Association present Paso Robles Dia de los Muertos this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the downtown city park. The celebration includes educational and children's activities, food, dance, music, vendors, and more. Paso Robles Dia de los Muertos this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the downtown city park. Admission is free. For more info, call the Main Street office at 805-238-4103.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Nice day again. Upper 80s, clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid 40s. Little clouds and sunshine. Mid 80s on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Right around 80 on Sunday. Upper 60s on Monday. Same Tuesday. Low 70s, sunshine a week from today. Today's UV index will be 4. Up and down we go. 7:17 a.m., 6:18 p.m. We are at 40 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
8 minutes away from 8 o'clock, your community calendar is brought to you by American Riviera Bank. Bank on better. All right, Paso Robles, the Paso High Theater, the Youth Quest present Ghost Stories. A haunted maze. That's pretty cool. And that will be across from the Paso Market Walk down there on Spring Street, 17th Street. Now it is coming up October 25th. That's this Friday through October 31st, a special day. It's between 5 and 8. It's $7 for 10 and under and 10 for 11 plus. So help them out. Again, this is from the Paso High Theater. They're doing this, the Paso Youth Quest Ghost Stories, A Tale of La Llorona, close, A Haunted Maze. That sounds like a lot of fun. I'll tell you, well, we'll mention this again. Founders Day is coming up at Templeton, Saturday, November 23rd at the Templeton History Museum on South Main Street. It'll be from 11 till 3. The museum, train depot, and the blacksmith shop, you'll enjoy that. The Templeton and Native History Presentation, antique vehicles, hit-and-miss engine demos, cakewalks, 4-H petting zoo, face painting, and lots more. Music and free cake and pie. Mm-hmm. So honor the town's history in Templeton. Enjoy a day of celebration. Go to templetonmuseum@gmail.com for Founders Day, the 23rd of November. It's a month from today. Community Calendar was brought to you by American Riviera Bank. They're always looking for the best way to serve you.
Happy.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry, just one block north of the park down there on Pine Street. All right, local celebrities having a really big day today, hopefully. Let's see. Where are we? Oh. I'm just getting things ready. Okay, so local celebrities, Cordy Burks, Shiloh Smiley, Chandra Nikas, James Badorf, Gary Brown, Juanita Gunter, Mark Stoltenberg. We have Dora Carey, John and Donna Ross. And Jerry and Jenny Atkins, and Amanda and Alex Gonzalez. On my right-hand side, Adlai Stevenson, 1835, 1914. He was the number one. The actress Sarah Bernhardt, 1844, 1923. John Heisman, yes, named the trophy. 1869, 1936. Gummo Marx, one of the, Milton is his first real first name. 1893, 1977, the Olympic swimmer, Gertrude Ederle, 1905, 2003. Bruiser Kennard, College and Pro Football Hall of Famer, 1914, 1985. We have, who else do we have? The actor James Daly, award-winning actor, 1918, 1978. The Whip pitcher, Ewell Blackwell, 1922, 1996. Gomer Pyle, remember that? And then he was Sergeant Sutton, Sergeant Carter. Hi, Sergeant Carter. Frank Sutton, 1922, 1974. Johnny Carson, here's Johnny, 1925, 2005, my goodness. From the beautiful state of Kentucky, and also was a congressperson, and he's in the Baseball Hall of Fame. He should not be, though. 1931. He was a senator from Kentucky. He died in 2017. Also, Chichi Rodriguez, golfer, 1935. Yvonne Staples of the Staples Singers. I'll take you there. 1937, 2018. The singer from Mockingbird. Charlie Fox, 1939, 1998. One of the great songwriters of all time. Ellie Greenwich, 1940, 2009. Freddie Marston, and that would be Jerry and the Pacemakers, 1940 to 2006. The great soccer player, Pele, 1940. I think he died this past year, if I'm not mistaken. Who else do we have on the list here? Another person from Kentucky, Dwight Yoakam, 1956. Nancy Grace, yep, you hear her on here. 1959, Cal Poly's Weird Al Yankovic, 1959. Doug Flutie, speaking of the Heisman Trophy, 1962. Another quarterback, Mike Tomczak from The Ohio State University, 1962. Lincoln Pierce, the cartoonist, 1963. The Big Nate cartoonist. Al Leiter, not a bad pitcher, 1965. Continuing on the list, we have pretty good hoopster, Keith Van Horn, 1975. Actor Brian Reynolds. John Lackey, pitcher with the Angels and many other teams. He was not bad. 1978, and Amanda Steinberg, the actress, 1998, passing away on this day. What time do we have here? Al Jolson, Asa Jolson, he died in 1950. Zane Grey, the actor, 1939, also passing away on this day, the actor. Lou Jacoby, 2009. Robert Lansing, remember 12 O'Clock High, 1994. Jessica Savage, she was the newswoman. She was killed in a car crash in 1983. And who else do we have? Dunlop, Mr. Dunlop, an inventor, the, you know, Dunlop tire guy, John Dunlop. He died in 1921. All right, going to the top of the list today. She and her husband wrote some of the best, we'll call, pop, rock, and roll songs ever, including They Do Run, Be My Baby, Maybe I Know, Leslie Gore did that, and I think their best one, Then He Kissed Me, Do Wah Diddy, also Hanky Panky, Chapel of Love, River Deep, Leader of the Pack, and others, and I didn't realize this till today. Of the non-performing songwriting teams, her and her ex-husband, Jeff Berry, they have the most hits on the top 500 songs of all time, according to Rolling Stone. Think about that. Of all the songwriting duos of, you know, Goffin and King, and the list goes on, Barry Mann and his wife and others, but these two, again, this is for non-performing. Her and her husband, ex-husband Jeff Berry, they have six that they wrote, or they're in the top 500 of all time. Ellie Goes to the Top. She passed away in 2009 at the age of 69.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Customers in the southern Templeton and western sections of Atascadero were hit with a PG&E power outage yesterday morning, which started at around 10 a.m., more than 2,600 customers were affected by the outage caused by the enhanced power line safety settings. Power was fully restored later that afternoon. The city of Paso Robles announced they have updated their hotline number for short-term rental services. The new number is 805-227-7224.
The hotline's purpose is for neighbors of short-term rental properties to report issues and concerns and improve response times. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 41 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
She was reportedly named after Eleanor Roosevelt, and her influences included Teresa Brewer, Johnny Ray, and the Fabulous Four Lads. And when she was before the age of 10, she learned how to play the accordion. Thanks for the music. One more to go. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.